Now it's time to bring in the master.
The revolution starts now. You're about to enter the morning lowdown with Dennis Lindahl. The Lindahl lowdown starts now. Call in right now, 701-664-KTGO. 701-664-5846. Your community, your family. The morning lowdown starts now.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears. For I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
Ninjas, welcome, welcome, welcome to Freaky Friday. Oh, it is. It's going to be a freaky. We've got so much to cover, folks. I don't even know where to start. But I will tell you this. I don't want to be Schadenfreude. I don't want to be reveling in other people's frustration and disappointment. But I'm telling you what, it is a meltdown. It is glorious, Patriot. It is glorious. The left is melting down. It's insanity. It is. And I'm talking about all levels. If there's a level of liberal, they are freaking out. And I wonder why. I wonder why, Patriots. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's just get rolling. Shout out, of course. Well, of course, we're listening to all the Patriots that are listening. Shout out to you guys. Alaska, all the way down to Florida, down in Texas, Colorado. But we, today, Patriot, we know. They would be stupid to not be in here trolling around listening to us conservatives. Shout out, of course, to our mainstream media friends that are here. They must be looking everywhere, high and low, trying to figure out what's going on, because it is a mess. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, our alt-right friends that sniff around in here for story ideas. We know, and it's okay. It's okay. We don't need no credit. We don't need credit for being genius conservatives, common sense. We don't need credit. That's not why we're here. We're not here for accolades. We're not here for pats on the back. We're not here for rewards. We're here to put out the truth. And it is difficult, Patriot. It is difficult with all the mainstream media flooding the narrative. When a thinking person could only conclude, why? What is the hard push, especially when you're talking about these global, national news media outlets? They are in lockstep, and they are in lockstep freaking out right now. You got the celebrities that are freaking out about Ted Cruz going to Cancun Aruni. Okay, I get it. But why these celebrities come out hardcore? Patriots, you are about to find out. You're about to find out what's going on. Why the back channels for like 3 days have been flooded. And what I mean by flooded is somebody wrote some kind of a program that goes in there and automatically posts. And I mean, they are flooding it with pornography. They are flooding it with the grossest things you can think of. Why? What's the big push? That's the main back channel. Now, the kind of like the secondary backup channel, that's not happening over there. It's not happening over on the backup channel. That's because of who it's run by. Shout out, of course, to our friends at the CIA, the FBIs, the Homeland Securities. Shout out to you guys for keeping us safe. WTI crude oil this morning is at $59.89 a barrel. It's down 63 centavos this morning. What is it? Natural gas? You know, so as some of these things come online, what do we got? What do we even got for power outages across the United States? Oh, Freaky Friday. Freaky Friday. There is all kinds of conversation. You know that the United States Senate now, they want to investigate the company that's running the power. Oh, it's going to turn crazy. 192,432 people without power in Texas. Over in Oregon, 70,792 people without power. Kentucky, 57,848. West Virginia, 51,716. 40,436 in Virginia. And then over to Maryland, it is 10,072 people without power. Oh, you better bet. You better bet. There's accusations of mismanagement. There's accusations of, you know, all this alternative green energy that is impacting the power grid when you need a large, what they call base load. It's going to pop off, folks. It's going to pop off. They're saying over there to Texas now that homeless people are freezing to death because some of the homeless shelters over there are shutting down because of COVID-19 concerns. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. It is all, folks, I don't want to get conspiracy theory here. We do not purvey in conspiracy theory. I tell you what the facts are, and then you decide. The fact is that the Beijing weather modification, they make efforts to modify the weather. Now, when you're talking about modifying the weather in, say, like Beijing, you're talking about on a micro level. People want to discuss and figure out the whole thing about harp's controlling the weather. Harp's controlling the weather. Did you ever think of this, Patriot? Did you ever think that they were using HAARP not to control the weather, but did you ever think that they were using HAARP to study the effects of something else that they were doing in an attempt to try to control the weather? Oh, Patriot. There is long reams of research, because he who controls the weather will control the world. And it's not, it ain't rocket surgery. It ain't rocket surgery. All it takes is a little bit of stretch of your imagination, and you can think about it. What causes weather? What causes weather, Patriot? Weather is caused by the sun. The sun causes our weather. If there was no sun, it would just be ice. Am I right? Am I right? If there was no sun, it'd just be a big old ball of ice, and we wouldn't be here. What controls our weather? The sun. What comes off the sun? Oh, I don't know. Radiation? Radiation. Heat, light, radiation. So what do you got to do to control the weather? If you, let's think, Patriot, gee, I don't know. If you could somehow increase the radiation in the upper atmosphere, I wonder how you'd do that. If you could put radiation in the right place in the Earth's upper atmosphere, Patriot, you could control the weather. I told you it was going to be Freaky Friday. I'm telling you, folks. What did I say like 3 years ago? It asymmetrical warfare, cyber attacks. That's warfare. We know the Chinas are attacking our cyber. We know the North Koreas are attacking our cyber. We know this. We can trace exactly where it comes from. We know that North Korea is doing underground nuclear testing for years. And we watched it, folks. We watched it right here on this show. I kept track of it for you. You blow up a nuclear bomb at a tectonic plate seam, and you think there's not going to be any effects in the tectonic plates? Go look at how the Russians studied tectonic warfare for decades. What does that do? That puts stress on the tectonic plates. Where does it come out? Oh, I don't know. The Ring of Fire? Alaska, west coast of Canada, all the way down California, all the way down Mexico, all the way down where you've been seeing big earthquakes, South America. Ooh, that's all on the same tectonic plate there. Did you know that? Did you all know that? Oh, gee, did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that North Korea, with their underground testing due to nuclear bomb, it go all the way down to South America. I bet you didn't know that. Cyber warfare, tectonic warfare, stretch your imagination, Patriot, weather warfare. Write that down. Asymmetrical warfare. They can spend a little bit of money. They spend just a little bit of money. Put a nuclear bomb in the ground, comparatively when you talk about war, a small cost. And what happens? All along the west coast of the United States of America, you're stressing what? What are you stressing? Infrastructure. It's hard on the roads. It's hard on the bridges. It's hard on the water delivery systems. It's hard on the electric system. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It stretches resources. And then go take a look. Go take a look at Hamas and what Hamas was doing decades ago with their terrorism, starting forest fires. You ain't got to be some politician that gets censored because you believe in Jewish space lasers. No, all you got to believe in is some nefarious person driving down the interstate during a drought, throwing cigarettes out their window. You ain't got to believe in no crazy space laser. They were doing it decades ago in Israel, starting forest fires, because that stresses out your firemen. That stresses out your emergency services. That stresses out your EMTs. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a critical infrastructure. You don't need Jewish space lasers shooting directed energy weapons from space satellites. All you got to do is have one lunatic that's willing to drive down the road and throw cigarettes out the window. That's all you got to do. Go take a look at where the major forest fires in California are. For the cost of a cigarette, you too can disrupt a mighty, mighty nation's infrastructure. You see that? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The mainstream, why is the mainstream media constantly, you come up with a thing like that that you can hear. I'm going to post it on the Discord, by the way. I'll post it on the Discord, the 911 calls, 911 calls in California during the forest fires of people calling in saying that they were seeing people start forest fires in California. I will send you photographs of Antifa flying their flag, and they're the ones hired as firemen, Antifa firemen. It's called infiltration. Check out the genius of this. Not only do you not have to pay your lunatic to go start a forest fire, you get them hired on the fire department. The fire department pays them, and then the fire department Antifas can go out and start the fires. You don't believe me? I'll put the pictures. I'll post the 911 calls. I'll post the radio calls of police officers calling in. Remember what was going on in California? High winds. What are they saying? They're driving around. The police officers are driving around finding telephone poles that are cut halfway through with a chainsaw. Cops are driving around. See, the mainstream media doesn't want you to know that. Who's doing that stuff? Who drives around with a chainsaw in their car? And just, I think I'll just cut halfway into this power line. I know who carries chainsaws. Those firefighters. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying infiltration. I'm saying you get the right politician in the right place, and they can hire those people. I got the pictures. I'll put it over on the Discord. Anyway. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. It's already burned through the first segment. So let's take our break. It's AM 1090 KTGO. It's the Morning Lowdown. We don't deal in conspiracies. We'll be back right after this.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota. This is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
You're listening to The Morning Lowdown with Dennis Lindahl on AM 1090 and FM 92.7. The Morning Lowdown continues now.
Okay. Asymmetrical warfare. Freaky Friday. I'm not asking you to believe in conspiracies. Listen to it yourself. Spencer, go ahead and play that clip.
Vehicle 213 northbound 205. It's a dark Subaru with Texas plates throwing Molotov cocktails and a silver SUV under Texas plates. Cat to gate 10.
So, ladies and gentlemen, people don't want to believe. You don't want to believe. Those clips are all over the internet. Police calls during the California forest fires. These Antifas. One of my younger friends has tried to convince me Antifa is not an organization. No. Antifa does not have an organization structure. Antifa is not, you know, registered with the federal government IRS. They're not a corporation. They're not a 501c3. They're not a charity. But you better believe they have a infrastructure. And ladies and gentlemen, that infrastructure, that whole Black Lives Matter and all that business, that all comes from the repurposed and retasked egg corn. The whole voting system set up by Barack Hussein Obama, it's an op. They're running an op. Here's what you do. You set up a structure that is legal, like Acorn, and you say it's for some kind of benevolence. This is for voter registration. We're just registering people to vote. And you do that for 3 or 4 years, an election cycle or two. And that gets your communications infrastructure in place. Then, while you're doing that, well, who's going to come out? Who's going to come out to register Democrats to vote? Probably Democrats. And when you start to show them the nefarious ins and outs of illegal voter registration, then you're going to get a percentage of those people that will agree to do it. You'll also get people that won't agree to do it, people probably like Seth Rich. And what you do is you continue to sort out your worst. You identify your worst. Who's willing to go door to door to register Democrat voters? Who's willing to go door to door to falsify voter registration and get paid? Who's willing to, I don't know, break a window? Who's willing to drive around the more expensive neighborhoods and steal mail-in ballots from the mailboxes? Well, they don't have, because they know when the absentee ballots are going to be mailed, because the election officials are Democrats. They know when they're going to be mailed. These operatives know when to go collect. These operatives know when to thwart the system and mess it up. And you continue to identify your worst and worst and worst players in this little game. And then when things don't go your way, you shift gears and you retask the worst of the worst to become your Antifas and your Black Lives Matter, your insurgents. I just posted a picture. I'll put it up over on Parler. You guys can go over to Parler at Dakota Public, and I'll post this picture of Antifa flag in Iraq with ISIS. I'm not even joking. They send these insurgents overseas to train with ISIS. You can't train them for insurgency here, but you can send them over to Syria. You can send them over to Afghanistan. You can send them over to Iraq in order to train them how to be insurgents, in order to train them how to do what? Throw things like Molotov cocktails, to do things like start forest fires. Did we forget? Did we forget about the attack on the power station? You guys remember the attack on the power station down in Texas? It was a big deal a couple of years ago. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that wasn't an American. It's all these little, it's okay. The best way to describe this. Let's go. You want to go to the farthest links? Look at China. I'm just telling you the facts. China is now, Chinese officials, the Chinese government is now accusing the United States Army of developing COVID-19 and releasing COVID-19. The Chinese government is accusing the United States of doing that. Why? Why all of a sudden China wants to come out and say, well, it's a bioweapon? That's because, dear listener, it's about to be revealed that this thing was probably manipulated. It could be a bioweapon. It could be a bioweapon that they intentionally released. It could be a bioweapon that got accidentally released. Do you see these characters? You see these characters? A level four bio research lab where people have to go in People have to go in, like, in suits, highly contagious.
Oh, just a little accident. It got away from us.
Okay. All right. The big reveal is coming. So if you were to include, I'm not saying to include it. We don't deal in conspiracy here. I'm just telling you the facts. If we were to include COVID-19 with forest fires, with tectonic warfare, with weather warfare, they're all these Democrats, all these liberals are trying to blame it on everything's global warming. Forest fires, global warming. Earthquakes, global warming. Volcanoes, global warming. Everything is global warming. This bad weather that we're having, the polar vortex, global warming. Everything's global warming. But everything that's impacting us benefits other nations, especially China. COVID-19, you don't think that PPE manufacturers in China didn't benefit? You think that COVID-19 toilet paper sales, you think that Walmart didn't benefit from COVID-19? You think that Costco, what does Costco stand for? China? Costco stands for Chinese something, something, something. Who benefited from COVID? Who profited the most from COVID? Oh, I don't know. Maybe drug companies and China. They want to shut down all the businesses so all the money flows to Walmart. The only place you can go, the only place during COVID you could go was Walmart. Go in there and look and see how much stuff is made in China from Walmart. I'm just telling you, I'm feeling the pressure. I'm feeling the pressure from all directions. And the pressure feels, didn't Donald Trump, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Donald Trump say that he was a wartime president? Didn't Donald Trump say that? China Offshore Trading Company. Thank you, Spencer. China Offshore Trading Company, Costco. You think Costco didn't benefit during COVID-19? All these little businesses getting squashed. Who benefits? Amazon? China crap. Walmart? China crap. Costco? China crap. We're not allowed to go to the local hobby store. But you can buy anything you need, you can buy at Walmart, but you're not allowed to go to the small stores during COVID-19. It's all benefiting China. Asymmetrical warfare, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get there. This is probably the furthest out on a limb I've ever been. And we're going to get there, folks. We're going to get there. You are going to realize that we have been at war with China. We are at war with China. China has a long-term plan, and they'll wait 100 years if they have to. Donald Trump getting elected president may have delayed them 5 years, may have delayed them 10 years. They have what's called a mandate from heaven. They believe that leadership comes from heaven and the 21st century is their turn. That's what they believe. As far as they're concerned, Donald Trump and the globalist, Donald Trump is just a speed bump. And Patriot, it's up to us. It's up to us to make sure that it's not just a speed bump. We got a reprieve here, folks. We got a very, very, very short, tiny window. Don't know how long it's going to last. We'll get to some of this other stuff in a bit, but let's do this. Let's take our break. It's AM 1090 KTGO. It's the Morning Lowdown. I'm not conspiracy. I'm just telling you the facts. We'll be back right after this. I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back.
You're listening to The Morning Lowdown with Dennis Lindahl on AM 1090 and FM 92.7. The Morning Lowdown continues now.
Okay, so we had a little fun. We had a little fun there with the back channels and asymmetrical warfare. Let's talk about some of the crazy stuff that's happening in the world. 5 of 7 Republican senators who convicted Trump have now been censured. It's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy midterm, folks. We're going to keep our eyes on that. Look, Mitt Romney, give me a break. Pandemic precautions left some Texas shelters closed as homeless froze to death. For over 6 hours, a long line of people in search of shelters stood huddled together waiting for the doors of the George R. Brown Convention Center to open, local Houston media reported of the chaos that unfolded earlier this week as Texas temperatures plunged to deadly levels. The homeless in Houston, as well as in other states hit by the monstrous winter storm and polar vortex, which pummeled up to 2/3 of the nation this week, in many cases barely escaped the streets in time to avoid exposure, as social services and charitable centers themselves struggled to stay properly staffed or open given the widespread power outages and water infrastructure problems. This, folks, here's a question that many people are asking. Where's Joe Biden? This is a national emergency. Where's Joe Biden? Where is FEMA? Where is Homeland Security? Where, if this was a hurricane, oh, you bet the mainstream media, they'd be hammering Donald Trump. They'd be hammering Donald Trump. You got a serious situation down there. Below zero weather in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Where's FEMA? What is Joe Biden doing besides letting people suffer? People are going to get buyer's remorse. Guaranteed. Kendall Jenner is accused of cultural appropriation for launching a tequila brand. Well, you know, we can do without her, I suppose. Joy Behar is saying that Rush Limbaugh spewed hatred and prejudices lies for the almighty dollar. Okay, thank you there. See, they didn't miss a beat to jump on Rush Limbaugh's back. Look at this. Rob Reiner attacks Rush Limbaugh as purveyor of disinformation one day after his death. There won't be anybody dancing on your grave, Reiner. I believe that. Ted Cruz, Hollywood celebrities pile on senator after Cancun trip amid Texas crisis. Well, that's okay, celebrities. You have the luxury. You have the luxury of going to private islands during COVID-19. You guys have the luxury. You don't have to open your homes to any homeless people. You have the luxury of complaining. Why are these people freaking out? Why are these people freaking out? Portland police guard dumpsters full of food at grocery store. Roughly a dozen police officers guarded dumpsters full of food at Portland, Oregon, Fred Meyer grocery store Tuesday, as people had tried to scrounge for food that had been thrown away. So, of course, the electricity went out. When the electricity went out, then the store manager wanted to throw all the food away. So now not only is the expired food in the garbage, but they won't let people scrounge it out. Got to guard it with police officers. Why don't you just spread some lye on it and let people eat it? I know they don't want people to get sick. I realize they don't want people to get sick. I realize that. Some of this stuff, coffee creamer, are you kidding me? Orange juice? Oh, the freezers went out. Well, you know what? When the freezers went out, maybe you should have just opened the doors. Well, we don't know when the electricity is going to go back on. Okay, so just let those starving people with no electricity, just let those people starve. They have no electricity. The grocery stores don't have electricity. But gosh forbid you do anything with that food. Gosh forbid you call up the food bank and get that stuff out of there before it does go bad. Only electricity could go on any minute, and then we'd sell it. China is now saying that Texas, the Americas, are bad because we don't know how to deal with our electricity. You've got to be kidding me, China. You've absolutely got to be kidding me, China. Chinese state media on Thursday pronounced on a winter storm and blackouts in Texas as evidence that the United States is inferior. to communist China. State-run Global Times took the opportunity to dance on the graves of Americans killed by China's coronavirus while arguing his government is better at investing in infrastructure. Are you kidding me? Have you guys go and look, go over to YouTube and type in China apartments and look at the Chinese. There is corruption on every level. That's why the Chinese will never win a war against the United States of America unless they have help by a fifth column inside the United States, infiltrated into your CIAs, into your FBIs, into your government. That's right. They never win a war against the United States because they're too corrupt. They're corruption at every level. Everybody wants a lick of the lollipop, whether you're talking about the person who's selling aggregate all the way up to the person who's selling iron. All of them want a lick of the lollipop. And nothing comes out quality. So then think about all those inferior materials coming together to build a new modern high-rise. They got high-rises in China that are falling down. They got high-rises in China with 40, 50, 60 floors flooded because the water system wasn't installed correctly. Everybody wants a lick of the lollipop. So the only way China could beat us is if they had help from the inside. And believe me, listener, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Joe Biden, you better believe that there's a fifth column. You had better believe that there is a fifth column in operation in our government. Oh, you don't know what a fifth column is? Let's look at it. Let me show you what a fifth column is. Fifth column is any group of people who undermine a larger group from within, usually in favor of an enemy group or nation. The activities of a fifth column can be overt or clandestine. Forces gathered in secret can mobilize openly and assist in external attack. This term is also extended to organized actions by military personnel. Clandestine fifth column activities can include acts of sabotage, disinformation, well, that sounds like our mainstream media, or espionage, that sounds like Antifa, within these defense lines by secret sympathizers with an external force. Doesn't that sound like Uranium One selling 20% of the United States, maybe it was even more than that, of our uranium to foreign interest? We had Donald Trump's, one of Donald Trump's people that sit on his nuclear advisor committee on this show. And I proposed to him that the uranium was sold to Russia, transferred to Iran, then spun in centrifuges in Syria, then sent to China to be underground tested in North Korea. That was my proposal. He said that's exactly what the Donald Trump administration believes is happening. That was here on this show. It is a global effort. They actively want to transfer power and influence of the United States of America to China because it's China's 21st century right. That's what they believe. They believe in their mandate from heaven. They believe in 100 years of humiliation. If you don't know what 100 years of humiliation is, go look it up. This is the transfer of power to China. Elements inside of our government actively working towards those ends. We'll see. You don't believe me? We'll see, folks. We will see. It's all about the almighty dollar. It's about the petrodollar. It's about the decline of the petrodollar and the increase and the rise of the energy dollar. They want to get off the petrodollar. They want to go to the energy dollar. Why do you got to have the energy dollar? You got to have the energy dollar because it takes energy to process digital transactions. Write that down. Hey, you know what, Spencer? We got another break though, right? Oh, we're just going to go. All right, we're just going to go. We're just going to go. The whole thing is about the build up, all of this. We think that we're experiencing COVID. We think that we are experiencing forest fires. We think that we are experiencing energy shortages. Look at all of it compared to the 1970s. Look at what was happening in the 70s. What was happening in the 70s was the establishment of the petrodollar. The conquering, the petrodollar was conquering the world. And now they want to come up with something else. They want to come up with something else because of control. They can print all the money that they want to pay off everybody's debts, to pay everybody, pay for COVID, pay for everything, because they're getting ready to transfer. Their desire is to transfer us off of the petrodollar. Once the dollar control, once the money control goes to another country, then the next country will benefit from that energy transaction. And all they want, I'm telling you, it's all digital. They're going to want everybody on digital. It probably won't be long before they say that. Let me say something crazy. Let me think of something crazy to say. Oh, it's probably not long before they'll say Ebola is on the paper money. It won't be long. They'll probably come up and say Ebola's on the paper money. We got to get rid of the paper money. Can't have no more paper money. Oh, Ebola's on your credit card. You can't swipe the credit card in the machine anymore because you might get someone's Ebola off of it. This ain't about COVID-19. This is not about COVID-20. This is not about COVID-21, 2021. This is not about COVID. They'll have something else. They'll have something else scarier. Have everybody afraid that they're going to turn into a stinking zombie. Oh, I'm going to get COVID. I'll turn into a zombie. You are a zombie. You're wearing your mask. You are a zombie.
I'm just saying.
It's crazy, folks. It's crazy. What do we do? What do we do? Can we worry about it? No. We can pray about it. We can pray. We can watch. We can have a little fun with it. I don't know what's going to happen, Patriot. We got to stand our ground. I know that. My news ninjas. Anyways, you know what, folks? I hope that you have a good day. Hope that you have a great weekend. I hope that you join us on Saturday, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for the Tioga Prayer at the Tioga Community Center. You know what, folks? Let me worry about this. It's what I love to do. I hope you're doing whatever it is you love to do. If we both do that, together we can conquer the world. Have a great, great day. Don't forget to shine. Give glory to the Lord. And we will see you, God willing, on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks.